You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yesterday during the Mindbender, we were talking about kids getting lost. Because apparently, according to the Mindbender, 3% of people have lost their children while on vacation. Turn around, they're not there. Oops, where did they go?
I think it's just a matter of time before this happens to me, because they are slippery little things.
Yeah,
and quick.
And Reed is a four-year-old who's very mobile. And
yeah, right. He's ripe for getting lost, I think. And yeah. Disappearing.
You know, people make fun of parents that put their kids on leashes, but you know what? I think they're ahead of the curve on this one.
Think so? I don't know if I'll ever get on board with that, but
especially if it's like a cute little bear backpack, a little backpack that the kid wears. And
yeah,
it's
I've
like,
seen
nope.
those, and you can yank them back.
Heel. I understand the practicality of it all. It's just I'm just one of those people who looks at it and thinks
human on a leash.
Yeah, it's like a dog on a leash.
Better
yeah.
than human on a milk carton.
Right, there is that. You've got a little bit of a point.
Maria wrote in about this. She goes, Dom, we once lost our daughter at a Broncos game.
Oh, that's gotta be scary.
She was 5 and got distracted as we waited in line for the concession stand. Took us almost 10 minutes to find her, which was the longest 10 minutes of my life. And she wasn't even scared or looking for us, just people watching.
Wow.
That's from Maria. That's kind of similar to this other one we got from Melanie. She says, during a trip to Target, my son, who was 4, Jeremy, Reed's age,
yeah.
disappeared. I was frantic and ran to the front and had the whole store looking for him. Turns out he thought the automatic doors were cool, the way they opened when you walked up to them. So he was outside waiting for people to walk up so he could run to the door and make it open for them.
Right. Open sesame.
Yeah, the power.
She writes, I was crying when I found him, and he was having the time of his life.
He's like, chill, Mom. Just watching the
Mom,
doors.
I got this.
Growing up, my parents always taught me I was always supposed to hold on to my dad's back jean pocket. Okay. So I would hook my hand there into his butt pocket, and that's how they always knew I was with them. Mm-hmm. And I did that until I was easily like 19 years old. But no, I did it forever, and it seemed to work. So
Do you do that same thing with Reed now?
No, I should do that. We're hand holders. Like, I got a death grip on that kid when we're out. But that's mm-hmm. I don't know. The jeans pocket's a pretty good deal.
So what we're looking for this morning are your stories about lost kids, but we only want funny and stories that end well.
Still missing. Probably right. not too funny.
That's not funny at all.
Years later, no.
Hey, Carrie.
Hello.
I'm sure this had a happy ending, so tell me about it.
Yeah, so this is actually myself that got lost several years ago when I was maybe 8. My family and I went to a picnic for my brother's Boy Scout troop. And the playground area with the swings was in a, you couldn't see it from where you were eating. So my parents took 2 cars, and apparently one thought they had me and the other thought they had me, so they both left.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there all by myself and discovered that I was alone and started walking out of the picnic area because I figured maybe I could walk home. And my uncle, who was in a neighboring picnic area, had no idea that we were there, discovered me walking on the side of the road.
Wow.
And
that's
so
random.
Picked me up, put me in his car. We had to go find a payphone because, of course, this was back in the day before cell phones. And so we get to a payphone and call my mom, who was home at the time. And my uncle is kind of the jokester of the family and said, are you missing anything?
Like a human.
Yeah, like a little person. Well,
my mom was not very happy with him.
I like the randomness of it, Carrie. We got to move on. Thanks for calling our show.
Thank you.
I like that just randomly.
Why do I know that? Hitchhiking child. What the heck?
Hello, Eddie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're great. What happened?
So my parents took me to Disneyland when I was 5 years old. It was my first trip, and I disappeared. I saw Orange Fuzzy. I don't know how long I was gone, but my parents scoped the top of the crowd and saw me on top of Tigger's shoulders. Like Tigger's best friend.
I feel like Disneyland would be a hotbed for lost children.
Oh,
my
right.
goodness. They probably have a special like lost children unit.
I wonder what the stats are on that. I wonder how many kids a day get lost
it's
at Disneyland.
Constantly, right. I bet.
But you're in the happiest place on earth full of Tiggers, and so it's okay.
It's a great place to be lost. Yeah.
Eddie, thank you for a great call. Here's Brenda. Hey, Brenda.
Hi.
What's the story?
We were in Arizona visiting our in-laws. Went to breakfast at a mall, and my husband was taking the kids. We have 7 little kids, and I was like, "Let's stay for a second and watch him. I was going to shop with my mother-in-law. I said, let's just stay and watch him because he's walking and not watching the kids. Sure enough, we turn the corner and there's Josh on a little island. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I pulled him in the car and I said, huh, let's just watch and see what he does. Gets to the van and he's like going, wait a second, one, two, three. We're missing one. We pull up right next to him and go, you missing something there, honey?
That seems to be a common question, doesn't it?
Right.
You got a lot to keep track of.
A lot of practical jokes with the missing children in these families.
Brenda, thank you for the call.
Nothing's more funny than a missing child.
Then where's little Josh?
Here's another Carrie. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
What do you got for us?
I was moving with my parents from West Virginia to Florida. This is clearly back before cell phones also. And I had asked my parents a question, and they were arguing. So one of them said yes to me, and I took off to go play a video game. And I came out, and my parents were both gone. The moving truck was gone. My dad was driving, and my mom was driving a car. So I called the police, told the people, and the highway patrol came and brought me a baby doll and got me ice cream. So I was a pretty happy girl at that point.
How long were you in the custody of the highway patrol until your parents came back?
I mean, I guess if I remember, it was probably a couple hours until they could. I had to tell them what my parents drove because we couldn't contact them. So they had to drive down the highway towards Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It was crazy. My mom, they both thought the other one had me, which is. You know, from
that seems to happen a lot.
Man, yes. If they were fighting before they lost you, imagine the fight after.
Right.
They did, but it was a funny story. I got lost in South Carolina somewhere.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day today.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Before we go to the last call, I want to throw this in because she was talking about the time and how long it was. Kent wrote to us. He goes, when I was 5, we took a family trip to New York City. And I got separated from my parents in the subway, of all places.
Oh, my God.
He writes, a police officer heard me crying and picked me up. It seemed like an hour before we found my parents. But later, my dad told me it was about 2 minutes. When you're the lost kid, you think you'll never see your parents again. And it's usually just a minute or
right.
two.
Yeah.
There's that whole time dilation as a lost kid. Here is Chachi. Hey, Chachi, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What happened?
I am another statistic of Disneyland.
Oh, great.
We took a big family reunion trip out to Disneyland, and we're walking down the path. I'm holding my mom's hand, and we come to a dead stop. And I look up and realize it's not my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at me and realizes I'm not her kid. We're looking around, and no one's around. And like a responsible adult, she takes me straight to wherever the offices are to say, hey, I have a lost child here.
Uh-huh.
And like my parents, it was probably an hour later before they came strolling in saying, you may have my child here somewhere.
Oh, man.
I can just imagine that office. There's got to be a ton.
We sure do.
We realized 40 minutes ago, but we were in line for Space Mountain.
Right.
Didn't want to lose our place.
Right.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.